The next word is swim. Bayemeocheka. Naivochka. Gulelubeite. Lubit. Loves pelameate iri. Plavat. To swim. Breakdown. Bayemeocheka. Naivochka. Girl, the noun Bayemeocheka. Naivochka. Girl is in the nominative case, which means it is the subject of the sentence. The stress is on the first syllable. Lubite. Lubit. Loves, the verb lubite. Lubit. Loves is in the third person singular present tense, which means it describes what the subject of the sentence, the girl, does. The stress is on the second syllable. Pelameateiri. Plavat. To swim, the verb pelameateiri. Plavat. To swim is in the infinitive form, which means it is the action that the subject performs. The stress is on the first syllable. Variations. You can use the plural form of Bayemeocheka. Naivochka. Girl, which is Bayemeocheka. Naivochki. Girls, to say, girls love to swim. You can use the past tense of Lubite. Lubit. Loves, which is Lubiela. Lubila. Loved, to say, the girl loved to swim. Pronunciation guide. Bayemeocheka. Naivochka. Girl. The. The. Sounds like a D in English. The. Yeah. Ye. Sounds like the Ye in Yes. The. Where. We. Sounds like a V in English. The. O. O. Sounds like the O in Hot. The chair. CH. Sounds like the CH in cheese. The car. K. Sounds like a K in English, and the R. A. Sounds like the A in father. Lubite. Lubit. Loves. The L. L. Sounds like an L in English. The U. U. Sounds like the U in flute. The bear. B. Sounds like a B in English. The I. I. Sounds like the E in C. The tear. T. Sounds like a T in English. Pelameateiri. Plavat. To swim. The pear. P. Sounds like a P in English. The L. L. Sounds like an L in English. The A. A. Sounds like the A in father. The where. V. Sounds like a V in English. The A. A. Sounds like the A in father. The tear. T. Sounds like a T in English, and the yeri is silent. English translation. The girl loves to swim. The next word is coffee. Hush hush. Eat coffee potram. Breakdown. I pronoun, nominative case, pronounced like ya. I love, verb, present tense, first person singular, pronounced like, lublu. Pit. To drink, verb, infinitive, pronounced like, pit. Coffee. Coffee, noun, accusative case, pronounced like, cofe. Por. By, according to, preposition, pronounced like, po. Utram. Mornings, noun, plural, dative case, pronounced like, outram. Meaning, I love to drink coffee in the mornings. Key concepts. Accusative case. The accusative case is used for direct objects of verbs. In this case, coffee is the direct object of the verb. Eat. Dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb, or the recipient of an action. In this case, utram indicates the time of the action, in the mornings. Infinitive. The infinitive is the base form of a verb. In this case, eat is the infinitive form of the verb, to drink. Variations of coffee. Caffeine. Adjective, coffee, relating to coffee, pronounced like, caffeine. Caffeinic. Noun, coffee pot, pronounced like, caffeinic. English translation of words. I love it to drink coffee. Coffee. Pour. By, according to utram. Mornings. The next word is totally. The word totally in English can be used in many different ways. It can be an intensifier, meaning completely or entirely. It can also be used to express agreement or approval. In Russian, there are many ways to express totally, depending on the context. Here is one example. Sentence. Я хай полностью согласен с тобой. / хай. Breakdown. Я. I pronoun. Полностью. Полностью. Totally, completely, entirely, adverb. Согласен. Согласен. Agree, adjective. S. With preposition. Тобой. Тобой. With you, pronoun. Translation. I totally agree with you. Key concepts. The word. Полностью. Is an adverb. It modifies the adjective. Согласен. Which means, agree. The preposition. С. Is used to show that the agreement is with someone, or something. The pronoun. Тобой. Refers to the person being spoken to. Pronunciation guide. Полностью. Полностью. Stress on the second syllable. Согласен. Согласен. Stress on the second syllable. Word and pronunciation. Totally. Полностью. Полностью. The next word is museum. Hash hash. Я посетил музей современного искусства. Breakdown. Я. I pronoun, nominative case. Я. Is pronounced like, я. Посетил. Visited, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Посетил. Is pronounced like, посетил. Музей. Museum, noun, masculine singular. Музей. Is pronounced like, музей. Современного. Modern, adjective, genitive case, masculine singular. Современного. Is pronounced like, современного. Искусство. Art, noun, genitive case, neuter singular. Искусство. Is pronounced like, искусство. Meaning, I visited the Museum of Modern Art. Key concepts. Case. Nouns and adjectives in Russian change their form depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. Here, the noun музей. Museum is in the nominative case, as it is the subject of the sentence. The adjective современного. Modern is in the genitive case, because it modifies the noun музей. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. The gender of a noun determines the form of adjectives and pronouns that modify it. In this example, музей. Museum is masculine. Tense. The verb посетил. Visited is in the past tense. It indicates that the action happened in the past. Variations. Я посетил музей современного искусства. I, feminine, visited the Museum of Modern Art. Мы посетили музей современного искусства. We visited the Museum of Modern Art. Он посетил музей современного искусства. He visited the Museum of Modern Art. English translation. Museum. Музей. Музей. The next word is visitor. The word visitor in Russian is visitor. Pronounced visitor and is a noun that means a person who is visiting a place. Here is an example sentence using visitor. Visitor. Pronounced visitor. Посетил. Pronounced посетил. Музей. Pronounced музей. The sentence means, the visitor visited the museum. Breakdown. Visitor. The noun. Visitor. Pronounced visitor means visitor. It is in the nominative case, which is the subject of the sentence. Посетил. This is the past tense of the verb. Посещать. Pronounced посещать, which means to visit. In this sentence, it is in the masculine singular form because the subject visitor. Pronounced visitor is masculine. Музей. This is the noun. Музей. Pronounced музей, meaning museum. It is in the accusative case, which is the object of the verb. In Russian, the accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb. This means that the object is directly affected by the action of the verb. In this sentence, the visitor, subject, is the one who is doing the action of visiting the museum, object. This means the museum is directly affected by the visitor. Important note. The word visitor, pronounced visitor, can be used for both men and women, but the masculine form is more common. You can easily use visitor, pronounced visitor, in a sentence with other verbs that are related to visiting, such as прийти, pronounced прийти, to come, уйти, pronounced уйти, to leave, осмотреть, pronounced осмотрите, to inspect. English translation. Visitor. Pronounced visitor, visitor. Посетил. Pronounced посетил, visited. Музей. Pronounced музей, museum. The next word is something. Что-то. Что-то. Something. This sentence is a simple statement that uses the word что-то. Что-то. Which is the Russian equivalent of something. It is often used when you are talking about something that is unknown or unspecified. Breakdown. Что? Что? What? То. То. suffix used to make something indefinite or vague. Example sentences. Я хочу, что-то сладкое. Я хочу что-то сладкое.
I want something sweet.
Он сказал, что-то важное. Он сказал что-то важное. He said something important. Pronunciation. Что-то. 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 The ch sound is similar to the ch in chair. Word and pronunciation. Something. Что-то. 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 The next word is for. The word for in English can have many meanings in Russian, depending on context. Let's look at some examples. 1. For, meaning, because. English. I am staying inside for it is raining. Russian. Я остаю дома. Потому что. Идею тебе уже доверю. Я остаю дома. Потому что идет дождь. Breakdown. Я. Остаюсь. Дома. I am staying home. Я. Я. I, pronounced like, я. Остаюсь. Остаюсь. I'm staying, pronounced like, остаюсь. Дома. Дома. At home, pronounced like, дома. Потому что. Потому что. Because, pronounced like, потому что. Идет. Идет. Is going, pronounced like, идиот. Дождь. Дождь. Rain, pronounced like, дождь. Key concept. The word. Потому что. Потому что is a conjunction that introduces a reason or explanation. 2. For, meaning, during. English. I worked for 2 hours. Russian. Я работал 2 часа. Я работал 2 часов. Breakdown. Я. Работал. В течение. 2 часов. I worked during 2 hours. Я. Я. I, pronounced like, я. Работал. Работал. Worked, pronounced like, работал. В течение. Витекене. During, pronounced like, витекене. 2 часов. 2, pronounced like, дивок. Часов. Часов. Hours, pronounced like, часов. Key concept. The phrase. Втечение. Витекене is a preposition that means, during, or, for a period of. 3. For, meaning, to, as in a purpose, or recipient. English. I bought this book for you. Russian. Я купил эту книгу. Для. Тебе я. Я купил эту книгу для тебя. Breakdown. Я. Купил. Эту. Книгу. Для. Тебя. I bought this book for you. Я. Я. I, pronounced like, я. Купил. Купил. Bought, pronounced like,
Kupil. Etu. Etu. This, pronounced like, a tu. Knigu. Nig. Book, pronounced like, kanigu. Da. Delia. For, pronounced like, delia. Tida. Tabia. You, pronounced like, tibia. Key concept. The preposition. Da. Delia is used to indicate the recipient or purpose of an action. English for Russian. Da. Delia, pronounced Delia. The next word is freedom. The Russian word for freedom is svoboda. Svoboda. This word is feminine and will decline in the genitive, dative, accusative, instrumental and prepositional cases. The word is stressed on the first syllable. Svoboda. Here is an example of how to use the word in a sentence. On мечтает о свободе. On. He, nominative case, masculine, singular. Мечтает. Dreams, present tense, third person, singular. Verb мечтать, to dream. Or. About, preposition. Свободе. Freedom, prepositional case, feminine, singular. Translation. He dreams of freedom. Pronunciation. On. On. Мечтает. Мечтает. О. О. Свободе. Свобод. English. Freedom Russian. Свобода. Свобода. The next word is construction. The word construction in Russian is строительство. Строительство. It is a noun, and it can be used in both singular and plural forms. Here's a sentence using the word строительство. Нового дома. Занимает много времени. Строительство нового дома занимает много времени. Breakdown. Строительство. Строительство. Construction, noun, singular, the stress is on the first syllable. Строительство. Pronunciation is similar to строительство. Нового. Нового. New, adjective, genitive case, the stress is on the first syllable. Нового. Pronunciation is similar to нового дома. Дома. House, noun, genitive case, the stress is on the first syllable. Дома. Pronunciation is similar to дома. Занимает. Занимает. Takes, verb, third person singular. Present tense, the stress is on the second syllable. Zani. Meet. Pronunciation is similar to Zani Mayet. Mnoga. Mnogo. Much, pronoun, genitive case, the stress is on the first syllable. Mnogo. Pronunciation is similar to Mnoga. Vremeni. Времени. Time, noun, genitive case, the stress is on the first syllable. Времени. Pronunciation is similar to времени. Translation. The construction of a new house takes a lot of time. Key concepts. Nouns in Russian have different cases depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. Here, строительство, строительство, is in the nominative case, while дома, дома, and времени, времени, are in the genitive case. Adjectives in Russian agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. In this sentence, нового, нового, is in the genitive case to agree with the noun, дома, дома. Russian verbs have different forms for person, number, and tense. In this sentence, занимает, занимает, is in the third person singular present tense. Variations of the word, construction. Строительный, строительный. Construction, adjective, similar to construction, as in construction worker. Строит, строит. To construct, verb. Строитель, строитель. Builder, noun. Pronunciation notes. The letter, ЕРИ. Mark is знак. At the end of words like строительство, строительство, is silent, but it affects the preceding consonant, making it softer. The letter О, О, in words like дома, дома, has a similar pronunciation to the О in the English word hot. The letter Е, Е, in words like времени, времени, has a similar pronunciation to the E in the English word get. The letter I, I, in words like занимает, занимает, has a similar pronunciation to the E in the English word see. This sentence provides a great example of how Russian grammar works. By understanding the cases, verb conjugation, and adjective agreement, you can start constructing your own Russian sentences with confidence. The next word is dear. English word, dear. Russian sentence. Дорогой. Друг. Я. Очень. Рад. Видеть. Тебя. Breakdown. Дорогой. Pronounced дорогой means dear or beloved. This is an adjective, and it will change depending on the gender of the noun that it modifies. Друг. Pronounced друг means friend. Я. Pronounced я means I. Очень. Pronounced очень means very or really. Рад. Pronounced рад means glad or happy. It is the masculine form of the adjective happy. Видеть. Pronounced Roman 6 that means to see. This is a verb in the infinitive form. Тебя. Pronounced тебя means you. This is the accusative form of the pronoun, you. Translation. Dear friend, I am very glad to see you. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Dear, in this sentence is дорогой, because it modifies the masculine noun. Друг. Cases. In Russian, nouns change forms based on their grammatical function in the sentence. Here the noun тебя, you, is in the accusative case, because it is the object of the verb видеть, to see. Helpful hint for pronunciation. Remember that the y sound in Russian is not the same as the English y sound. It is more like the e sound in the word tree. English. Dir/di lengthened r/Russian. Dorogoy. /dorogoy/. The next word is objective. The word objective can be translated into Russian as tsel. Pronounced tsel. This word signifies a goal, aim, or purpose. Here is an example sentence. Наша главная цель – добиться успеха в этом проекте. Translation. Our main tsel. Tsel is to achieve success in this project. Breakdown. Наша. Pronounced Nasha is the possessive adjective meaning our and declines according to the noun it modifies. Glavnaya. Pronounced Glavnaya is the feminine singular form of the adjective main and also declines according to the noun it modifies. Tsel. Pronounced Tsel is the noun meaning goal or objective. Is the dash used to separate the subject and predicate. Dobitsa. Pronounced dobitsia is the infinitive form of the verb to achieve or to attain. Uspecha. Pronounced uspecha is the genitive case of the noun success. Pronounced v is the preposition meaning in or at. Etum. Pronounced etum is the masculine singular form of the demonstrative adjective this. Projekt. Pronounced projekt is the prepositional case of the noun project. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of a prepositional phrase. В этом проекте. In this project. Добиться успеха. To achieve success is a common collocation in Russian. Variations. Цель. Цель can also be used as a singular noun in the nominative case, meaning the objective. The plural form of цель is цели. Pronounced цели. Цель. Can also be used as a singular noun in the nominative case, meaning the objective. Pronunciation. Цель. Pronounced цель. Главное. Pronounced главное. Добиться. Pronounced добиться. Успеха. Pronounced успеха. Pronounced v. Этом. Pronounced этом. Проект. Pronounced project. English. Objective / schwabi stress degkt small cap iv / Russian. Cell. / cell / The next word is moreover. Кроме того. Он. Был. Очень. Умным. Кроме того. Кроме того, кроме того, moreover, this word is used to add a second point to something already mentioned. Он. Он, он, he, this is the masculine pronoun. Был. Был, был, was, this is the past tense of the verb, to be. Очень. Ocean, очень. Very, this word modifies the adjective and emphasizes the quality of being smart. Умным. Умным, оомным, smart, this is the masculine form of the adjective умнеруикраткое. Умнич, the ending of this adjective changes depending on the gender and number of the noun it describes. English translation. Moreover, he was very smart. Russian translation. Кроме того, он был очень умным. The next word is onto. The word onto in English can be used in several different contexts. Let's explore some Russian equivalents for each usage. 1. Movement from one location to another. Sentence. The cat jumped. No. Стой. И. Сел. На. Него. Breakdown. На. Стой. На стол, onto the table. The preposition. На. Стой. На стол indicates movement from one place, the floor, to another, the table. The word stol. Stol is the direct object of the preposition. Na. Na. I is the conjunction, and sil. Sel, sat down. Na. Nivo. Na nigo, onto it. Nivo. Nigo is the pronoun, it, masculine, singular, accusative case, and the direct object of the preposition. Na. Na. 2. Continuing to a new subject, or topic. Sentence. We've talked about the weather, now let's move. Ka. The main topic. Breakdown. Ka. K is a preposition meaning to or towards. Ka. K is followed by the dative case, which is the case that indicates the recipient of an action. Glavnoy. Timmy. Glavnoy team, the main topic. Glavnoy. Glavnoy, main, is in the feminine, singular, dative case. Timmy. Team, topic, is in the feminine, singular, dative case. 3. Adding something to something else. Sentence. He put a new layer of paint. No. The old one. Breakdown. No. Na is a preposition meaning on or onto. No. Na is followed by the accusative case. Starry. Starry, old, is a masculine, singular, accusative case adjective. Sloy. Sloy, layer, is a masculine, singular, accusative case noun. Key concept. The prepositions. Na. Na, and. Ka. K are important to learn in Russian. They are used frequently in many different contexts. Pronunciation. Na. Na sounds like na. Stol. Stol sounds like stole. I. I sounds like e. Sil. Sel sounds like sell. Nivo. Nigo sounds like niago. Ka. K sounds like K. Glavnoy. Glavnoy sounds like glavnoy. Timmy. Team sounds like timai. Starry. Starry sounds like starry. Sloy. Sloy sounds like sloy. Translation. Onto. Na. Na. On or onto table. Stol. Stol. Table. And. I. I. And. Sat down. Sil. Sel. Sat down. It. Nivo. Nigo. It. Masculine. Singular. To. Ka. K. To or towards main. Glavnoy. Glavnoy, main topic. Timmy. Team, topic, old. Starry. Starry, old, layer. Sloy. Sloy, layer. Remember, it's important to practice using these prepositions in different contexts to become comfortable with them. You can use flashcards or online resources to practice your Russian vocabulary and grammar. Good luck with your studies. The next word is historical. The word historical in Russian is historический. Pronounced historический. Let's break down the sentence. Этот музей хранит множество исторических артефактов. Этот. Этот means this. Музей. Музей means museum. Хранит. Хранит is the third person singular present tense of the verb to keep or to store. Множество. Множество means many or a lot of. Исторических. Исторически is the plural genitive case of historical. You can think of this as the possessive form in English. Артефактов. Артефакт of means artifacts. The sentence translates to: this museum keeps many historical artifacts. Key concepts. The Russian language has cases, which change the endings of words depending on their grammatical role in the sentence. In this case, исторических is in the genitive case, which is used for possession. Russian uses the Cyrillic alphabet. Pronunciation tips. The ch in исторический is a soft ch sound, like the ch in the English word chair. The e at the end of исторических is very short and almost silent. Translations: historical, исторический, исторический museum, музей, музей artifact, артефакт, артефакт. The next word is oppose. Я. Я. I oppose. Противлюсь. Oppose, present tense, first person singular этому. Этому. This, dative case плану. Плану. Plan, dative case. This sentence demonstrates the verb. Противлюсь. In its present tense, first person singular form, the verb can be conjugated to reflect different tenses, persons, and numbers. The phrase «этому плану» uses the dative case to indicate the object of the preposition. Против, meaning against. Breakdown. Я. I, pronoun, nominative case. Pronounced ya. Противлюсь. Oppose, verb, present tense, first person singular, pronounced противлюсь. Этому. This, pronoun, dative case, pronounced этому. Плану. Plan, noun, dative case, pronounced плану. Translation. I oppose this plan. Variations. On противится этому плану. He opposes this plan, present tense, third person singular. Мы противились этому плану. We opposed this plan, past tense, first person plural. Они будут противиться этому плану. They will oppose this plan, future tense, third person plural. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb противлюсь changes form depending on tense, person, and number. Dative case. The noun plan and the pronoun этому are in the dative case, which is used to indicate the object of certain prepositions like против. Pronunciation. Я. Yeah.
Protivlius. Protivlius. Etamu. Etamu. Planu. Planu. The next word is branch. This is a great word to learn as it has several different meanings in Russian. The sentence I will provide is using the meaning of branch as a part of a tree. Breakdown. Ne. On, upon, at. Na. Yerivy. Tree. Derev. Mnoga. Many, much, a lot. Mnogo. Vietok. Branches. Vetok. Meaning there are many branches on the tree. Variations. Vietka. Branch, singular. Vetka. Vietvi. Branches, plural. Vetvi. Vietki. Branches, plural. Vetki. Pronunciation. N. Na. Sounds like na. Yerivy. Verev. Sounds like vereve. Mnoga. Mnogo. Sounds like mnogo. Vietok. Vetok. Sounds like vetok. English. Branch Russian. Vietka. Vetka. The next word is vehicle. Hash hash. Transportnoye sredstvo. Is a sredstvo. Pronounced sredstva, which means of transporter. Pronounced transporter, meaning transport. The word transportnoye. Pronounced transportno is an adjective formed from transport. Pronounced transport, meaning transport. Sentence. Я люблю ездить на разных транспортных средствах. Breakdown. Я. Pronounced, yeah, I. Люблю. Pronounced, liablю, I love. Ездить. Pronounced, ездит, to ride. На. Pronounced, на, on. Разных. Pronounced, разных, different. Транспортных. Pronounced, транспортных, adjective form of транспорт. Meaning, of transport. Средствах. Pronounced, средствах, plural form of средства. Meaning, means. Translation. I love riding on different vehicles. Key concepts. Adjective formation. The adjective transportnoye is formed by adding the suffix noye to the noun transport. This is a common way to form adjectives in Russian. Plural form. The word sredstva is in the plural form sredstva. Because it is referring to multiple vehicles. Prepositions. The preposition ne is used before the object of the verb ездить to indicate movement on a surface. Pronunciation guide. Транспортное. Colon, stress the second syllable. Transport no. Средства. Colon, stress the first syllable. Средства. Разных. Colon, stress the first syllable. Разных. English translation of the word. Vehicle. Russian translation of the word. Транспортное средство. The next word is put. Hash hash. Пожи. Кенигунастол. Breakdown.
push. Put, imperative, singular, masculine, palajikanigeu, book, niguena, on, narestol, table, stol. Meaning, put the book on the table. Key concepts. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The verb push is conjugated in the masculine singular form, because the subject, book, is understood to be masculine. The preposition ne is used to indicate location. Variations. You can use the feminine singular form push for a feminine object, for example, push. Eru checkunistol, put the pen on the table. The plural form положите can be used to give a command to multiple people, for example, положите книгу, put the books on the table. Pronunciation положи положи книгу, нигуна, нарестол, стол. English and Russian translation. Put. Положить. Book. Книга. On. На. Table. Стол. The next word is scientist. Ученый. Работает. Лаборатории. Breakdown. Ученый. Ученый, this is the word for scientist in Russian. It's a noun, and it's masculine. Работает. Работает, this is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb, to work. The ending ет indicates that the subject is singular and masculine. V, this is the preposition, in. Laboratory. Laboratory, this is the feminine form of the noun, laboratory. It's in the prepositional case, which is used with the preposition, where. Translation. The scientist works in the laboratory. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This affects the form of the adjective, pronoun, and verb that agree with the noun. In this sentence, we see how the gender of the noun ученый masculine affects the verb ending ет in работает and the ending ие Roman 2 in лаборатории. Cases. Russian nouns change form according to their grammatical function in the sentence. This is called case, and there are 6 cases in Russian. In this sentence, we see the prepositional case being used with the preposition to show where the scientist works. Variations. You could use the plural form of the noun ученый. Ученые. Ученые, scientists. You could also change the verb to the past tense. Работал. Работал, worked. Or, you could use the future tense. Будет работать. Будет работать, will work. Pronunciation tips. Remember to pronounce the Y sound in ученый and работает. The stress in лаборатории is on the third syllable. English and Russian translations. Scientist. Ученый. Ученый, works. Работает. Работает, in. V, laboratory. Лаборатория. Лаборатории. The next word is route. The word, route, in Russian is маршрут. Pronounced marsh root. It is a masculine noun, so it will take masculine endings when it is declined. Here is an example sentence. My pojechali po nowemu marszrutu. Pronounced my pojechali po nowemu marszrutu. Breakdown. My. Pronounced my, we, nominative plural. Pojechali. Pronounced pojechali, past tense of the verb. Jechać. Pronounced jechać, to travel. Po. Pronounced pa, preposition, by, along, always requires the dative case. Marszrutu. Nowemu. Pronounced nowemu, new, dative masculine singular. Marszrutu. Pronounced marszrutu, root, dative masculine singular. Translation. We traveled by a new route. Important notes. In this sentence, the word marszrut is in the dative case, because it is the object of the preposition. Po. The dative case is one of six cases in Russian, and is used to indicate an indirect object, or the recipient of an action. The preposition po always requires the dative case. Variations. Marszrut. Pronounced marszrut, root, nominative. Marszrutum. Pronounced marszrutum, root, instrumental. Marszrutu. Pronounced marszrutu, root, dative. Marszruta. Pronounced marszruta, root, genitive. English, root slash rot slash Russian. Marszrut. Slash marszrut slash. The next word is bind. The English word bind has many meanings, such as to tie, to fasten, to obligate, and to unite. Let's look at an example using the meaning to tie. Sentence. On связал свои вещи в узел. Он связал свои вещи в узел. Breakdown. On. On means he. This is the masculine nominative form of the pronoun. Pronounce it as own. Связал. Связал means tied or bound. It is the past tense. Masculine form of the verb svayazeruvayateyeri, svayazivat. The a is pronounced like the a in father. The ze is pronounced with a slight s sound like the z in azure. Svoy. Svoy means his or his own. It is the masculine plural possessive adjective and is pronounced as svoy. Vyeshi. Veshchai means things or belongings and is pronounced as veshchai. The sha is pronounced as shch. V means in or into. It's pronounced as v. Uvil. Uvil means not. The u is pronounced as u. The ze is pronounced like the z in azure. And the ye is pronounced as the e in get. Key concept. In this sentence, the verb svyazal. Svyazal agrees in gender and number with the subject. On. On. Variations. You can use the same verb svyazeruvayateyeri, svyazivat, to talk about binding in other contexts, such as binding a book. For example, on связал книгу. On связал книгу. This means, he bound the book. Translation. He tied his things into a knot. English pronunciation. On связал свой вещи в узел. Word and pronunciation. Bind. Связывать. Связывать, связывать, tied. Связал. Связал, связал things. Вещи. Вещай, вещай not. Узел. Узел, узел. The next word is belong. This book belongs to my friend. Эта книга принадлежит моему другу. breakdown. Eta. Eta, this, feminine singular. Kniga. Kniga, book, feminine singular. Prinadlishut. Prinadlishut, belongs, third person singular present tense of the verb.
Prinadlishat.
Prinadlishat, to belong.
Maimu.
Maimu, my, dative case of. Moi. Moi, my.
Dirugu.
Dirugu, friend, masculine singular, dative case. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and pronouns must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Here, the adjective. Это. Is feminine singular to agree with the noun.
Книга.
Case. In Russian, nouns change their form depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. Here,
другу
is in the dative case because it is the indirect object of the verb.
Принадлежит.
Word order. In Russian, the verb often comes at the end of the sentence, which can make it harder for English speakers to understand. Variations. The verb
принадлежать
can also be used in the past tense. Эта книга принадлежала моему другу. Эта книга принадлежала моему другу. This book belonged to my friend. The verb can also be used in the future tense.
Эта книга будет принадлежать моему другу.
Эта книга будет принадлежать моему другу. This book will belong to my friend. Pronunciation.
Принадлежат.
Принадлежат. The stress falls on the second syllable.
Другу.
Другу. The stress falls on the first syllable.
Это.
Это. The stress falls on the first syllable.
Translation.
Belong.
Принадлежат.
Принадлежат. Book.
Книга.
Книга, friend.
Друг.
Друг.